Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your mighty love in sending Jesus to bring us home, to bring us into the new birth, to bring us into our true family, to bring us into true godliness, true power, and our destiny. And most of all, the relationship, Father God, as we walk with you in obedience, all the goodness, all the greatness, and everything that is necessary for life and godliness comes to pass. And thank you, Lord, that we are relevant to this world because you've placed us here. In knowing you, we are the fragrance, a unique fragrance, bringing the kingdom, bringing the family's love, and extending the family's love on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Sorry, as you see, I wrote out the scriptures again because I couldn't. Danita sent a beautiful picture with all the beautiful word, but I couldn't see the word too clearly. So now I can. That's why I printed it again. Okay, Psalm 138, verses 3 to 6. On the day I cried out, you answered me. You encouraged me with your inner strength. Let all the earth's rulers give thanks to you, Lord, when they hear what you say. Let them sing about the Lord's ways, because the Lord's glory is so great. Even though the Lord is high, he sees the lowly, but he keeps his distance from the arrogant. Hallelujah. Beautiful. You know, yesterday's reading and that there, and it says, in some translations, it says he exalted his word above his name. And when to understand it, we must realize that, you know, the picture of godliness, the picture of God, the beauty of God and his name, we see it so much in the Old Testament. But the wonders of Jesus coming, the Son of God, unto us the Son is given, is that here we see the Father, we see the name of God, all his goodness. And it's all we need to know, because it's the goodness of that love, the goodness of that power, and that mighty signs and wonders that follow Jesus is all a display of the Father's name. But who are we seeing there display it? Jesus, the Word that became flesh. So suddenly, when we see that, we understand, this mighty, big, beautiful God is revealed in flesh and blood. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that's the type of God we want. That's the Father we want, that was so there, relevant to his child, taking him on from glory to glory. And that's a picture, not from starting in mighty power like the original Adam had. The last Adam was a growing picture, a picture that went on into the fullness of maturity, from a baby to a young man to the maturity. And then he died so that we can have it. And so the beauty we see in there is that flesh and blood, godliness is with flesh and blood. That these temples don't need to be little devils trying to survive, but they are made to be a part of the family and therefore share the godliness. And we see the godliness, the power of God that came forth in Jesus' life, because he was obedient, because just as in his own words and that day, what my Father tells me, this I say. What my Father tells me to do, that I do. I don't seek my own glory. And there is the key, guys. When we seek our own glory, we miss it. But when we seek the glory of God, the plan that God has and predestined for us in Christ before the foundation of the earth, that's where we find it. And then when we're obedient, just like Jesus, then the power is seen, the miracles are seen, the feeding the 5,000 is seen, the healing is seen, So that's the secret of godliness, guys. We've come home. We're now in the family. We need to be in fellowship and obedience, hearing and doing. What we have seen and heard, then we declare. And that's where God backs us up. So we've got mighty revelation now of the intent of God for mankind. And then who are these kings of the earth? Each and every one was predestined in Christ with purpose. Ephesians 1 verse 4. You blessed just as you were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in his sight. So it's in his fellowship, in his presence, in love, and staying in the boundaries of what's opened up to you. Amen. So there is just so much beauty here. Okay, but sorry, back to the king. So everyone is, they were formed in their mother's womb, but they came from God. They're God's idea. And our gospel is to say to them, come back to God. Because, you know, you've been knocked around, pushed around by the enemy, but God has got your back. He knows you. He's got plans for you. Not God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit want to show forth your goodness. And just as in Jesus, the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell, but we have come to fullness of life in them through their love and through their work. So, oh, it's so beautiful. The mystery of godliness. Come home, stay obedient, develop on schedule, and mighty things are coming forth here, because these kings of this fallen world are deceptive. Just as they are obedient to a higher power, but that power is evil. That's a power that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. We are obedient to a power, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we flow together with them. Amen. So, and yeah, and then right at the end, but he keeps his distance from the arrogant. You don't spend time getting into the word. You don't listen, take heed to this gospel that we're sharing here this morning and we share every day. You are choosing to count yourself unworthy of the God quality of life and unworthy of the wonderful plan God has for your life. So submit to God, trust in him, and experience him in a mighty way this day and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.